This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for the week ending March 26. Well, cattle markets finally finding some support after getting a fair amount of pressure the previous week, giving us some serious sell signals. We actually did not get any follow through from that following the Friday confirmation of those key reversals. We just didn't get any follow through this week. Cattle on feed report last week was termed neutral to maybe slightly on the bullish side. But the market certainly did not get any negative feedback from that. So we saw markets rally pretty much every day this week and get back close to those highs of where we put in the key reversals, basically contract highs in some of those deferred months. The front month still struggling with a cash market that is largely stuck, but the deferred months able to get back to some of those, pretty close to those highs, again, that established the key reversals in the first place. So we haven't taken them out yet, but the market's certainly showing its resilience here this week. Now the cash trade was up just slightly. We were up $2 on the Fed trade around 116, and the dress trade around 185, which would have been up 4 from the previous week. Box beef values also firmer for the week. Choice settled on Friday at 238. That's up 8 on the week. Select was up 228. At 228, that was also up 8. The spread is sitting at 989, just slightly below where we were a week ago. The slaughter rates still continue to be behind a year ago. Not quite as bad as what we were last week. But so far through Friday, 590,000 head slaughtered. That is up from the previous week, about 31,000 head. And still down from last year, about 21,000 head. Last year we were at 611,000. The feeder cattle index also enjoying a nice little run here this week. We're at 136.75. That is up about 270 from where we settled a week ago. So it's definitely an updraft going on in the cash trade, whether it's on the Fed trade or the box beef or the calf market. Everything is on an upswing. Export sales were at 18,900 tons. That is just a bit lower than what we've been averaging over the last several weeks, but it's still a pretty solid number. So I look for cattle probably to find some trouble at the highs that we put in here just over a week ago. The seasonals would have us stalling out mid-March to early April on the live cattle trade. Well, we did put in that key reversal right in mid-March. Since then, we've managed to come back up, and here we are kind of retesting those highs again as we get into late March and into early April. So it'll be interesting to see how we perform here. But again, from a seasonal perspective, I would be looking for the markets to have some trouble up here. For feeder cattle, I was surprised to see the big reversals the previous week anyway, because normally, especially when you have good grazing conditions, your markets tend to stay firm into early May. And this would have been really early to see feeder cattle seasonals for a high to come in. But it is a significant price level at chart formation of those major reversals down the previous week. So we're still expect to have some trouble there. If we can push through, that would suggest we've got another good run coming to the upside in feeder cattle. We'll just have to see if we're able to do that. If not, possibly we're just trying to establish some double tops. But I would look for feeder cattle to at least respect those highs and probably stall out temporarily. But we're back up there taking a good run at them. And even some of the deferred months are pushing into new highs. So they didn't quite get the major reversal down that we saw the front months have. And it is the front months that are having more trouble regaining that upward momentum, which is a red flag. You want to see the front months be the leaders in a bull market. And that's simply not the case. It has not been the case in live cattle, nor is it the case in the feeder cattle. And I would take that as a sign that, you know, there is some trouble underneath the market here. Even though the cash is firm, all the cash markets were firmer this week. But again, they're not led by the front months. And that's something that you would like to see in a bull market. You want to see the bull spreads be working in those bull markets, or at least be putting in new highs when the deferreds are putting in new highs and the front months are not, that's suggesting that you've got some trouble spots ahead. But by and large, again, we had a good week. The cash market finally breaking loose, at least a couple more dollars higher here. So it does show that the feedlots have regained some leverage here. Of course, the packers had a little bit more wiggle room with the box beef firm all week, but I think that it finally is translating into some better prices at the feedlot level. I would expect for next week that you'll get some follow-through here. And again, the seasonals can stretch into early to mid-April, and perhaps that's what we're going to see in live cattle, but we're getting to price levels themselves that really stopped the market cold here just a couple weeks ago. So we want to be mindful of that. And the timing of all of this, again, does suggest that we could be quickly running out of gas, but at least the cash trade is firming up and providing some support to the market. But I guess my point is just to be ready for the markets to stall out up here. And from a timing standpoint, from a chart formation standpoint, would all point to the likelihood that the market's going to run out of gas. It, for the most part, in the live cattle market is what I'm looking at. For feeder cattle, if we can break through that high on the front months, then I think we've got something going, and then we would be looking then at that early May window. If not, if the market starts to pull back again from those highs, the trade's going to look at it as a double top, and it's going to want to be selling it. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.